welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This update is number 103, Walking on Mars. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is and what is not going on for me artistically and otherwise. If you know me, you're welcome to listen. If you feel like I've twisted your arm into doing this, you don't have to listen. It's okay. Whatever I told you, whatever emotional blackmail I used to try to get you to listen, you don't. It's fine. It's fine. You just lie to me. Just lie to me. I might ask you questions to see if you listen, but I probably won't. If you don't know me, hi. I don't know how you found me. You're also welcome here. Some of this may not make much sense. Speaking of not making much sense, if you're just joining now, this is your first update. You might want to check out episodes 1, 2, 52, and 98. Those are all my sort of life in review episodes. So the first one is from 2003 to like 2022. And then it's the yearly reviews since then. So those will bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20 some odd years without you having to go and listen to every update in this series. Don't do that because this is not designed to be listened to that way. It's designed for you to listen as they're released or to get the reviews or dip in and dip out or whatever. Do not be a completist on this. It doesn't make any sense. I actually don't think anybody is listening anyway, because for the last 3 or 4 updates, I've been asking people to send me a message if you're listening so I know that I'm not talking to myself, and nobody has done so. So I'm assuming nobody is listening, and this is just masturbatory podcasting. Okay. Anyway, I think my back is starting to get better. I mentioned last update that I threw my back out or something. I don't know. I don't remember the injury that caused it. Anyway, it's starting to get better, I think. It's hard to tell. By the way, I remembered what my doctor called it. In the last update, I said he called it a deep muscle pull or a pulled deep muscle or something like that. But actually what he said was spasm. That was the word he used. It's a deep muscle spasm. So I'm sort of just living with that right now. I've had it for over a week. I'm most comfortable in the middle of the night when the nighttime painkillers and the muscle relaxants have kicked in. For the rest of the day, the pain comes and goes in level of intensity. Overall, I think it's better right now. Right now, for instance, it's really bothering me sort of almost at the same level it was a week ago. My doctor said I should do some stretches without any indication of what those stretches should be. Nor did he refer to me to a physical therapist, although he seemed to hint that I needed physical therapy. It's very confusing. There goes my phone again. I wonder if there will ever be one of these updates where my phone doesn't go off. I've stopped cutting it out because it's just extra work for me. So I'm just going to tell it to not make any more noises for 15 minutes or so. Okay, anyway, here are the actual updates that are about art. YTG updates. Interference, the show Interference. That's going up in the spring. New members have contacted me, but no one has actually joined rehearsal yet. A couple of them contacted me. Here is where I complain about reading comprehension. So in the post that I put out in the newsletter and online saying that we need more people, I said, hey, if you're a performer or an artist and da-da-da. And I also said, if you're available Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 10 and 5. And the number of people who was actually two or three. Can't remember. The number of people who sent me a message, and then when I replied to them, said, oh, I actually can't, I'm not available when Tuesdays or Wednesdays during the day. That was the original post. Did you not read this? This happens every time. It's this weird reading comprehension thing. Anyway, in rehearsal this week, we had 2 days of rehearsal. Barbara, the main creator, didn't actually come in because she had food poisoning. She got food poisoning on Monday night, and so she wasn't able to come in on Tuesday, and I told her not to come in on Wednesday because her health seems to be a little bit fragile anyway recently. So it's better for her to rest. And I decided that in any case, we were going to work on creating environments for the shows rather than on the script or anything like that. And that's actually, in some ways, it's a little bit easier to do without her there. It's easier to show her things and then have her react to them. So, yeah. And yeah, so we've created a bunch of environments. And one of them is the title of this episode, Walking on Mars. because we came up with this really cool, Louisa and I, that was Wednesday. So it was Louisa and I in rehearsal. We came up with this idea of creating the Martian landscape by using a projection. And so we have these high, narrow white flats on wheels that we can push into position. And we're just working with four of them now. There will be eight of them for the show. And we sort of formed them in a kind of semicircle to create what's called the volume. it's not quite the same thing. So if you don't know what the volume is, in the TV show, the Star Wars TV show, The Mandalorian, they had this issue because the main character had a very shiny helmet. And shows like that use a lot of green screen. And the problem with something that's shiny is it reflects the green from the green screen, so it doesn't end up matching the background. So one of the solutions they came up with was to create this circle or semicircle environment that they film in, where the actors are surrounded by LED panels that show the background, and that then the light reflects properly onto the shiny surfaces. And so they actually, since then, they've used that in a lot of shows. So we were kind of doing the same, although it's a half semicircle, because you've got the audience looking in. And so the idea is you've got the landscape of Mars projected, and then you've got two figures sort of walking towards you, and then there's a gust of dust that blocks out the landscape for a moment. And there are two actors on stage watching the people approach. And when the gust comes, they slowly turn around. And as they turn around, there's a change in lighting. And also then the background changes to the wall of the Martian city. So that now we've essentially done a 180 degree turn. The performance space has done a 180 degree turn. And they are now looking towards the audience. And then the two characters who we saw in the distance now enter from the audience perspective. So, yeah, we were playing with that. Although we think, this is really interesting, we've been talking about the use of miniatures on this show. I've been talking about the use of miniatures on lots of shows for ages, and we've never actually done it. But we might try it for the spring show. So the idea is we would create a diorama of the Martian landscape. And instead of the figures being projected in the distance, we actually have these two little maybe miniatures on wires that we have them walking towards the camera. And so what the audience sees is two performers in black sort of operating these tiny little miniatures. While you've got the other characters in the foreground waiting, the image from that, the camera there is fed in directly to the people who are watching on the live stream. The audience gets to see it projected on the wall. Then there's the gust of dust, which could actually be like, we have like a mini smoke machine. We could just blow some smoke across the diorama. And then those characters turn around. The puppeteers pick up the environment and remove it from the space. And the two actors who were the figures before then enter from the audience. So we're still working on that. So we might start bringing in dioramas in a couple of weeks and playing with that. So that's something cool that we've been working on. The anxiety updates, we're still working on the money angle. Actually, haven't done anything since the last update. I haven't even contacted Davian, but I really need to talk to him, because this commitment to PayPal is really going to make things difficult. Okay, Nerd Night updates, no updates. Just next event is February 21st, tokyo.nerdnight.com. Night is spelled N-I-T-E. It's going to be cool. I'll tell you more about it next week. Photography, those Mochizuki photos, I haven't put them out to the mailing list. They're done. I just haven't sent them out to the mailing list. I'm aiming to do that by Monday. We'll see. I'm pretty busy. After this is recorded, I've got to do my project management course studying. The yesterday project, still need to create budget and Trello board for this one. I haven't created the Trello board even yet. I got to do that, and then I've got to update the writer. Sustainability project, still no updates on that. Other updates. I forgot to mention in Monday's update that on Sunday night, I went to I went to a book launch party for Baye McNeil's new book, Words by Baye, Art by Mickey. If you don't know who Baye McNeil is, then you clearly don't live in Japan, because everybody here knows who he is. So he's a guy, he's from the Bed-Stuy neighborhood in Brooklyn, and he moved to Japan just a year after I did. And he started a blog in the, uh, I don't know, 2007, something like that. He started a blog and he's writing about his experience as a foreigner, particularly as a dark-skinned foreigner in Japan. And his post called The Empty Seat, which was the first post on his blog, went a little bit viral. And he's now a columnist for multiple newspapers and he's written two books. The first one is called Hello, My Name is Loco and I Am a Racist. And the second one is Loco in Yokohama, because his blog title was Locohama. And he, if you've listened to these updates in the past, you know I was involved in shooting a commercial for his second book about 10 years ago. We snuck into but we went really early into a train station in order to film a commercial for his book. And I helped put the crew and the cast together for that. And then more recently, a couple years ago, actually still it hasn't been released yet, and there's still probably a bit for me to do on it. I've been editing the audiobook version of his first book, My Name is Loco and I Am a Racist. I have been doing the edit on the audiobook. So before this book launch for his new book, which is called Words by Baye, Art by Mickey. And I've got to say, it's the best of the three books. They're all great, but I really like the new one. He's really matured as a writer. And it was really nice. So he gave me an advance copy. He contacted me in advance and asked me if I would look at the book and think about how we could stage it. If there was like anything theatrical. He's asked me about this before with his other books. And the main problem is always just casting. There are not a lot of black actors in Japan who would put their time into a project like this without getting paid, also who are talented enough to do it. This is like the combination of things, right? Who would do it without pay or without a guaranteed pay, who would do it like sort of co-op style, who are talented enough. And also in this case, it's really important, at least especially for his first two books, that the main character has a Brooklyn accent, because a lot of it is about the contrast between Brooklyn and Japan, about a Brooklynite living in Japan, and you kind of can't ignore that. But I read the new book and I have an idea. I won't tell you guys about it until I've talked to Baye about it. But So at the book launch party, and this is what gave me the idea, is I haven't seen Baye read for a long time. So he did a presentation for Nerd Night. Wow. I mean, maybe 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And his reading game has improved since then. I think also like an audience, it was an audience that he's comfortable with. It's mostly at the book launch party. It's mostly his friends. And wow, amazing energy, great rapport with the crowd. And yeah, he's really good with a live audience now. And this is the angle I'm thinking. Like, he's not an actor and he's not a performer, so that's not an option. But I have some ideas. I have some ideas. And I'll talk to you about those when I have talked to him about those. So that's it. Those are my updates for the rest of this week. And I will record another one of these when I can speak properly. I will record another one of these next week. Am I going to edit that mistake out? No, I'm not. I'm too lazy. That's me for this week. Andrew out.